Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history, presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. She was owned in France, bred in Ireland, and she just missed being a St. Patrick's Day baby, having been foaled on March 15, 2005. Today, we remember three-time Breeders' Cup mile winner, Goldikova. Described as small but mighty, and with an aggressive disposition in the barn, but a pleasant demeanor on the racetrack, Goldikova was a homebred who raced in the blue and white silks of Alain and Gerard Wertheimer, grandsons of the co-founder of the Chanel House of Fashion. The family had bred and raced the filly's first four dams, including third dam Gold River, who in 1981 had beaten males in the Prix de l'Arc de Triomphe. Goldikova's sire was Annibaugh, who was European champion sprinter in 1996. Goldikova's jockey, Olivier Pellier, was a four-time riding champion in France, and her trainer was Freddie Head, who during his own time in the saddle had notched six riding titles in France, but was best known to American racing fans as the jockey who had ridden Miesque to back-to-back wins in the Breeders' Cup Mile in the 1980s. The team behind Goldikova was one of world-class credentials, and they had a growing confidence in Goldikova, who had won her only two starts as a juvenile at Chantilly, had raced in the shadow of eventual ARC winner Zarkova early in her three-year-old season, but seemed literally to be hitting her best stride by the time she shipped to the United States for the 2008 Breeders' Cup at Santa Anita. Goldikova arrived in California on the strength of back-to-back Group 1 wins over males in France, first at Deauville and then at Longchamp. She was 5-for-7 in her young career at the one-mile distance. It was enough to make her the 9-to-5 favorite in the 2008 Breeders' Cup Mile, and she did not disappoint. Trevor Denman described her memorable stretch run.
Kick the Villas let loose, but Goldikova goes through at the rail, and look at the acceleration from Goldikova as she bursts forward. And what a brilliant filly is this! Goldikova in an awesome effort outrun Kiptaville to win it well.
That performance alone would have been enough to give Goldikova a place in Breeders' Cup history, but she was just getting warmed up. As a four-year-old in 2009, Goldikova won three consecutive Group 1 races in Europe before seeing that string snapped with a third-place finish in the Prix de la Forêt. Unlike the prior year, she would be entering the Breeders' Cup off a losing effort, but the cup would once again be held at Santa Anita, where she had already proved that she liked the turf. Goldikova was dispatched as the 7-to-5 favorite, a slightly shorter price than her post-time odds in 2008. And this time, her effort would be even more impressive.
Goldikova is coming home like an express train down the center. Courageous Cat running a huge one. Goldikova's going to have to switch out a little. She does so, though, coming with a late run, just enough humor. But Goldikova is just scintillating. Goldikova is something special. Goldikova and Olivier Pellier win it again.
Despite finding herself eighth on the turn for home, Goldikova had rallied down the stretch to duplicate the feat of the great Miesque. She had won back-to-back editions of the Breeders' Cup Mile. And still, the best was yet to come. In 2010, this time with Churchill Downs as the setting, Goldikova again came to the United States for the Breeders' Cup. At her shortest price yet, she went to the post as the 6-to-5 favorite. Once again, Trevor Denman with the call.
Goldikova's let loose, she's flying. Sydney's Candy, the usual QT's in there as well. But Goldikova's catching with each and every stride. Are we to see history this afternoon? Here's Paco Boy late. But no, Goldikova, a true champion. Three Breeders' Cup wins. Olivier Pellier, the perfect ride. Goldikova has won.
Goldikova had scored the first three-peat in Breeders' Cup history, winning the mile for the third consecutive year. After a third-place finish to Longchamp Court Vision on Breeders' Cup weekend in 2011, Goldikova was retired from racing with 17 wins in 27 starts and earnings of $7 million. Her 17 victories included 14 at the group or grade 1 level. Freddie Head summarized her career when he said, quote, "She could do anything. She won all over the world, in France, in Britain, in the States, over all sorts of trips and on straight courses and turning courses. She had everything an athlete could have, and she always had another gear," end quote. Goldikova died recently on January 5th, 2021 at the age of 16. But the legacy of the great Irish-bred filly lives on, including her memorable impact on the Breeders' Cup. Please join me again next week when I take another stroll through racing history presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.